Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in the historic Fort Garry Club Room. Join us each week for intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Music starts at 7 p.m. and full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name's Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM, and we just got a nice, laid-back, easygoing kind of show for you tonight. We started off with Jimmy Giuffre and the Jimmy Giuffre 3. Jimmy Giuffre playing tenor sax, Jim Hall on guitar, and Jim Atlas on bass. Really simple. The song was called The Train and the River, and you know, I love that melody. It's just such a nice, kind of catchy little thing, and they just keep it really, really cool and really relaxed, and a nice thing for us to start off with tonight. All the way through tonight, nice, easy, relaxed jazz for a Sunday night. So we started off with Jimmy Giuffre. We're going to jump into two in a row now. We're going to hear from Ahmad Jamal in just a moment with his version of a song called Night Mist Blues. But before we get there, Art Pepper, joining the rhythm section of Miles Davis in 1957, Red Garland, Paul Chambers, and Philly Joe Jones. It's called Art Pepper and the Rhythm Section. You'd be so nice to come home to right here on 52nd Street.
Thank you.
Oh, what do you think of that? A little blues by Ahmad Jamal called Night Mist Blues from his album Live at the Black Hawk. A great album, by the way, if you're an Ahmad Jamal fan. And who isn't, really? He's such a great player. He's very, very strong technically, but he's got so much humor and expression in his music. And interestingly minimal sort of lines from an improvisational perspective. Uses a lot of space. Easy to listen to, and I just think a great piano player. Before that, we heard from Art Pepper, playing there, of course, the alto saxophone with Art Pepper meets a rhythm section, and You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Art Pepper, of course, also known for his work on the baritone saxophone. And we've played him before on that, but, you know, I don't know that we've ever done Art Pepper alone on the baritone saxophone. I know we've done it with Donald Byrd, but I'm not sure we've ever done it. Just him leading a group. We'll have to look into that. All right, coming up next, we're going to hear from a great tenor saxophone player and someone that we don't hear from enough, although you can say that about 100 great jazz musicians that we don't hear from enough on the show. But this one is considered by many to be certainly in the top 10 of saxophone players all time, and his influence has to be up there as well. It's Stan Getz. You know, Stan was a musical genius, and people, I don't think, realize that. He's best known, of course, for his work on The Girl from Ipanema and sort of that idea of bringing this Brazilian-style music to North America. And certainly that was a hit. But he had a long and distinguished career in this very kind of light sound from the cool school. You know, he started off, believe it or not, playing with big bands at the age of 15. During the war, because, of course, there's a shortage of musicians, and he started playing at 15 years old with some of these big bands. Of course, he gained fame with Woody Herman's Herd and Four Brothers, and then went on to have this incredible solo career. It's interesting because I once heard a story about Stan Getz where somebody was playing with him, and in the middle of their solo, like a long, long solo, they changed a chord, a single chord. And after the gig, like a couple hours later, Stan Getz comes up to him and says, "I like that chord change you made in the middle of the solo." Just that kind of ear, that kind of ability. Here we're going to listen to him in 1967, and it's an interesting album. You just heard from Ahmad Jamal. You're going to hear from another great piano player in this one, Chick Corea. And Stan Getz and Chick Corea, which seems like a bit of an odd mix, but it works really well. The song is called Windows, right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. With Chick Corea from 1967. The album is called Sweet Rain, and the song is called Windows. Coming up next, we're going to do something a little bit different. I bought a used CD in Toronto a couple of years ago, and it's by bassist Milt Hinton. And I'd never seen it before, so I grabbed it. And they didn't have a lot of information on the album on the cover. Okay, well, I'll open it up and find out more. Milt Hinton was a great swing bassist that played with a number of big bands, but also small combos, and probably more prominently with small combos. He also, interestingly, published a book of photography. He was just sort of a camera guy, and just his hobby was to just take pictures. So he published, I think he actually may have published two volumes, just of pictures of great jazz musicians over the years. And I don't know if it's still in print, but I'd gotten a copy of it. And you know, it's interesting because you kind of catch these guys behind the scenes and just get a bit of a different perspective, right? This very human life of these guys that have been immortalized on these albums. So he doesn't, Milt Hinton in any of it, does an album called East Coast Jazz Series Number 5 Plus 1. And so I grab this thing and I say, okay, I'm going to open up the liner notes. I'm going to find out all about it. And it's a Japanese reissue. So all of the liner notes are in Japanese. Beautiful language. No idea. But the point of the story is we're going to listen to it now. The song that we're going to listen to is a song called Pit and Pat, which presumably is just written by Milt Hinton, just a bit of a pickup song. And it features a clarinet, a bass, a piano, and drums. So, just a bit of an unusual thing. And actually, he's playing bass clarinet, too, which, let's be honest, you can never get enough requests for the bass clarinet. So, brought to you from the East Coast via Japan, via Toronto, via this story. Here is Pit and Pat, right here on 52nd Street. We'll be right back. idea who's on that track. No idea what coast it's on, except the east one, like what country, who knows. Fun little track, though. Pit and Pat with Milt Hinton. Coming up next, we're going to slow things down quite a bit. We're going to hear from Kenny Burrell live at the Five Spot Cafe in beautiful New York City. This is one of his early recordings featuring Bobby Timmons on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, and Art Blakey on drums and their version of Loverman. And then after that, we're going to slide right into Since I Fell For You, one of the most beautiful ballads you'll ever hear by the great Lee Morgan, both right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. Isn't it? What can you say about that? Lee Morgan with Since I Fell For You from the album Candy. Before that, Kenny Burrell from the Five, Live at the Five Spot, and the album was the name of the album, the song called Loverman. Coming up next, I don't know why I kept this track to the end. I probably should have ended with Lee Morgan, but just didn't for some reason. Maybe this is what the title of the show should be. It's Thelonious Monk along with Charlie Rouse, and the album is Monk's Dream. But this is just sort of a monk treatment of a sort of a standard. The song is called Sweet and Lovely, which is probably what we should call our show. It's sort of a good title for the show tonight. There you go. I'm going to do that right now. And there's something about, you know, we talk about the Thelonious Monk. We talk about sort of, you know, the rhythm and the thought process and the harmonies and the way he thinks about music. And that's so different from so many other people. But something when he plays a ballad that you kind of just, he just, it's something about his approach, and I don't know how to explain it, but I saved it for last because I just thought it was a good way to send this out. So until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great week. Here now, Thelonious Monk with Sweet and Lovely. Good night. Thank you.
Since introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition still filling stages from Havana to around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with the powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Tickets on sale now, $39.50 plus fees via Ticketmaster. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra Live, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
UMFM, we can handle the truth. In fact, it's necessary that we hear it in order for you to have a great listening experience. We are looking for your feedback, whether it's good or bad. We need to know what you really think. Email your comments to feedback@umfm.com and play your part in making UMFM a great listening experience.
Ron Paley has spent his career nurturing Winnipeg's jazz scene, and now the community is stepping up to build and sustain its future. The brand new Ron Paley Jazz Scholarship Fund is launching to support jazz students at the University of Manitoba's Desautels Faculty of Music, and the campaign kicks off at the Ron Paley Tribute Concert at the Burton Cummings Theatre on May 23rd. This celebration marks the start of a fund designed to help young musicians access the training, mentorship, and opportunities Ron has championed for decades. Your donation keeps that momentum going and helps the next generation find their voice. Whether you're joining the kickoff concert or supporting from home, you can donate today at give.umanitoba.ca/Ron Paley. Help fuel the future of jazz and keep Ron's impact growing. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
This is 101.5 UMFM Radio in Winnipeg. My name is Kathleen Edwards. I love Winnipeg, and I love the radio in Winnipeg, and this is a great show. One more song.